Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. You've probably heard that Jonathan Cahn's new book, Return of the Gods, is just being released. And I have the privilege of being his publisher, but I'm also a Christian journalist covering what's going on. And I believe this is one of the most significant things. And I'm not the only one. There are other ministries that are getting behind this. And Jonathan Cahn has done a lot of interviews, and one of the very first interviews, in fact, the first interview he did was with his longtime friend, Sid Roth. And his program is called It's Supernatural. It's one of the biggest and fastest growing Christian-oriented programs that's out there. And I was able to invite Sid Roth to be on my podcast. We're now doing video podcasts as well, to tell me about his reaction to the book. Now, that first program was mighty, and if you haven't listened to it or watched it, you really should. In fact, I actually shared it with a friend yesterday. We were talking about the book, and I was just, as a friend, telling him about this program. When I write about this, we'll make a link so you can watch it because it's powerful. So stay tuned for my interview with Sid Roth. He said some very, very powerful things. He prays, and then I'll be back with a final word at the end.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Sid Roth, you've known Jonathan Cahn a long time. You've read his other books. To you, what is special about Return of the Gods?
Well, number one, it's the most different book that he's ever written. He has a style, and all of his books were in the same style. This is different. For those that aren't familiar with this particular book, it is one of the most fascinating reads. I mean, every one of his books, I think, have been bestsellers with the New York Times.
But you're right.
But this is going to be... I'll tell you, you're his publisher, Steve, so I know you want to hear this. This will be the biggest selling book that you probably ever had and Jonathan ever had. Because it touches a nerve. It's going to cross through secular as well as Christian. And here's the nerve. Jonathan, he has a knack of finding out information. I would love to find out how he finds out his information.
You're right. I've asked him the same thing.
But from a prophetic viewpoint, I think he gets supernatural help. That's what I believe. And what he did is he traced all the way back the ancient gods with a small g that were dominating in Israel and caused my people, I'm Jewish, my country, I'm Israeli as well as American, to lose our land, have our people slaughtered, lose our temple, our only means of getting right with God. I mean, there was no plan B till Judaism was reinvented, called Rabbinic Judaism. It's not biblical Judaism. It's sort of what you have to do if you don't want to believe Jesus is the Messiah. There were two options, God only had one option. But we Jews, we're very creative. We came up with two options. We were trying to help God out. I'll tell you a clue, if you're Jewish, don't help out God so much. He can do just fine. But anyway, the thing that to me, Steve, was so fascinating, he traced these ancient false gods, and that's what they were, false gods of Israel, where they would worship these gods. They were involved in sexual sin in the temple's area. They were doing child sacrifice. And because he traced them, he found out what the attributes of these gods were, what they did to cause Israel to crumble from the inside out. And he shows that America was started on Christian foundations and had, if you will, a protective bubble over us, a cover. And these false gods could not get in and dominate America the way they did in Israel. But there was a opening that occurred when the Supreme Court ruled that you cannot have prayer in public schools. And I have to tell you, Steve, when that happened, I was not as upset as most Christians. And that's because I was wrong and they were right. I was not as upset as most Christians. I said, look, I got Jesus inside of me. I don't need a teacher giving me a public prayer or something. I mean, I can pray anytime I want. But I didn't realize it was the crack that these false gods needed. And they came in like gangbusters in America. And when you study what Jonathan unraveled in his uncanny prophetic detective work, if you will, from ancient Israel, it reads like today's newspaper. Everything that is going on, except for one thing. I don't know about you, Steve, but the big question I've had in my mind as I watch what's going on in America, and as America goes, so the world goes, the big question that I have in my mind is, how did this happen so fast? We went from unacceptable to norm.
Even beyond norm to where you're discriminated against in some way if you don't agree with it. I read what one of the radical gay leaders said. He said, you're going to cheer at our weddings or go to jail. Now, thankfully, that hasn't happened. But who would have thought that somebody would even say that? And it shows the flip-flop you're talking about. I was in elementary school when that Supreme Court decision came down. I can remember that we had Bible story books in the classroom. It wasn't taught like Sunday school, but it was taught. And we used to say the Lord's Prayer in class. Of course, all that went away. The Supreme Court decision was probably that the government did not need to sanction a prayer. We can probably all agree with that, but it went from that to where prayer and the Bible reading, which was the next Supreme Court decision, were not even allowed. And it developed a hostility toward the Judeo-Christian value system. And I think that that he shows that these principalities, you know, as believers, the New Testament talks about that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And Jonathan explains how they came back, and like the story that Jesus told about how the demons came back seven times worse. Yes. When he was freed of the demons. What do you think?
I agree completely. And now when Jonathan unfolds, I mean, even some of the things that are even worse today than in ancient Israel, they were doing, they just didn't have the technology back then to make a man physically a woman and vice versa. But they were going into those styles there. These false gods are behind everything that is going on. And so someone says, oh, if only we could have the right candidate win for president, be it a Democrat, be it a Republican. Well, the truth of the matter is that I personally voted for President Donald Trump because the major issues that he was for, God is for. Was he totally godly in the way he presented himself? No. But you know what? He had God's favor on everything he did while he was in office. Now, I'm not trying to get political, but I'm making a statement of fact. That's the way I felt. But here's what I know. We are beyond a great man or a great woman being president of the United States. We have, Steve, our education system, our entertainment system, our sports system, our news system has totally brainwashed a generation. And you're not going to change a brainwashed generation with politics. You're only going to change a brainwashed generation with the blood of Jesus. And that's why I get so excited, because there's not only a real understanding of the problem that's going on to pray it properly through in this book, but the next move of God's Spirit is where our hope is. And it's what I call, and what I believe God calls, an Isaiah 60 moment. Behold, deep, thick darkness will surround the world when God will raise up his glory. A synonym for glory is, Moses said, God, show me your glory. And God said, I'll let my goodness pass before you. A synonym for glory is goodness. A synonym for glory is presence. And many prophets of God that I've studied their lives have been prophesying that this is the time for not only the greatest outpouring of God's Spirit, not only the biggest outpouring of God's Spirit, but one that will not end until Jesus returns. And we are going to see miracles beyond anything anyone ever saw. And it's starting to erupt now, Steve, be it in a very minor fashion, but it's going to grow and grow. If you remember the story in Ezekiel about the water in the temple, it started at the ankles and then went up to the knees and the hips and then so high that you could only swim. This is what you're going to be covering in Charisma and in your publishing house. This is what I'm going to be covering on my programs. We will literally have prophets whose words do not fall to the ground. I believe better prophets than even Samuel. Why do I say that? Because I believe I have insight into this glory. We've had the glory of Jesus and the charismatic movement of the glory of the Holy Spirit. And we're about ready to see the glory or the manifest presence of Jesus, the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit, and the manifest presence of God the Father all at one time. And when that occurs, what Jesus said is about ready to come to pass. What did he say? You, that's you right there, will do the same works I have done and even greater. Watch this, Steve. You will see this. You will see people with going. I want to go into Hadassah Hospital in Israel, in the ward with the amputees, and I want a camera on the legs and the arms shooting out before our very eyes. And I tell you, the least likely person that would never come to the Lord when they see that, because the first thing that happens when the glory of God occurs is repentance, is God is so holy. You see, the glory is that God, the Holy Spirit, that's his name, Holy Spirit. God is a holy God. Jesus is holy. The Holy Spirit is holy. It's part of his name. When that holiness draws closer to us, Steve, if you'll be like Isaiah, the Jewish prophet, the greatest prophet of his day, the greatest. And he came into the presence of God. And he says, woe is me. I'm undone. I'm an unclean man. And I dwell amongst a people that have unclean lips. And he's saying, he would have never said that. And I can tell you even today, because the glory is so strong in our studio right now, and the glory is so strong. Holy Spirit, thank you for being here. The glory is so strong on earth right now, that when that glory comes into an auditorium of lukewarm American Christians, that glory will swoop through And the people that are there for social reasons, because it's good for the kids, all the wrong reasons, those are good reasons, but they're the wrong reasons to be there. You're supposed to be there because you want to assemble with like-minded people and worship the living God. When that happens, everyone will be on their face repenting for days, some even for weeks, will be crying for weeks, because what Isaiah didn't see, we are not seeing about ourselves. If it's okay, I want to just tell you something I was reading in scriptures this morning, Steve. I was reading about the 10 lepers, and only one came back. And because you see, leprosy, everyone knew they were a leper. Everyone knew that had it, they were unclean. Everyone knew they smelled. Everyone knew they were sores all over their body. Everyone knew their flesh was decaying. It was all on the outside. But you see, most sin is on the inside. You don't know whether someone's doing something or not wrong or not. But the Bible says that judgment will begin at the house of God. And you mark my words, in the days and weeks to follow, we will see so many men and women of God that will have one of two choices, either repent or be exposed.
So Sid, as we wrap up this short podcast, I want you to close in prayer, and then I'll be back for some closing remarks.
Oh, Father God, Holy Spirit, Yeshua, the Messiah, let your glory come together and come upon everyone that is viewing right now. Heal them, restore them, help them surrender to you in every area of their life. Thank you. This is the year of supreme grace to draw close and close and closer to God. In Yeshua's name, I pray this. Amen.
I wanted to just take a moment to add to what Sid said. At the opening, I talked about this program. I have never seen Sid so excited about something. You know, I remember talking to him about the book before it came out. He's a great fan of Jonathan Cahn, as you heard him say. But he was really turned on, and he talked about the glory coming. And you know, publishing a book like this is not just to publish a book and sell it. There's a message, a very, very important message. And I believe that God has raised up Jonathan Cahn in our generation as a prophet. And there are hundreds and thousands and several millions of people who follow his writing, his teachings through his ministry and so forth. He's been on many, many programs. The secular community is beginning to open up. Newsmax TV actually ran it, the program, It's Supernatural, the interview that I was just referring to. This was unprecedented, yet you can see that God is opening doors. I think what that Sid Roth said was very important about what's going to be happening in the future. And each of us need to be open to the Lord, to do what we can to stand up against the enemy, to understand what's going on. And, you know, you have lots of opportunities to buy this book. It's available really wherever books are sold, even at Target, which is a little bit more liberal than some of the other secular outlets. Even they are carrying it, as well as Walmart, Sam's, Barnes & Noble, and of course, all the Christian outlets as well. And online with christianbooks.com and Amazon and so forth. You know, I'm telling you things you know, but I'm trying to get out the message, especially the first week of its release. And so the people will be listening to this and watching this much later. This is a book that's going to be around for a long time. It is his most explosive book. Jonathan Cahn himself says that. And I think when you read it, that you'll agree. So thank you for listening to this program. Help us get out the word about this book. Go to one of these places and buy the book. You can also buy it at mycharismashop.com, which is our own book-selling outlet, if you don't have any other way to buy it. And share it. Put it on social media. You know, this is powerful, and we have to sort of do this from the grassroots up. Yes, there are media that are covering it, mostly conservative media, because people realize that something very wrong is going on in America. As I've said in different settings, people wonder, how could all this happen so fast? But Jonathan Cahn's book, The Return of the Gods, explains it. It explains that there are principalities and powers that really were exercised from Western civilization by the early church. You know, all this paganism was very much around. In fact, in Israel, maybe you've been to Israel like I have, there's a place called Caesarea Philippi that's on the road between the northern part of Israel on the way down to Jerusalem. It was a Roman city named after Caesar, Caesarea Philippi. And there were all these ancient temples there. I've been there and seen the ruins. And temple prostitution and all of this other stuff was going on in Jesus' day. In fact, I was interested to realize that when Jesus asked his disciples, "Do you love me?" in that famous passage of scripture, they were in Caesarea Philippi. You know, the Romans tried to stamp out Christianity, but Christianity is still here. And the Roman Empire and its false gods and false religions are long gone. And it was exercised. I like the way Jonathan Cahn says, it was the greatest exorcism in history. But now, as the West and America in particular has turned its back on God, these evil spirits are coming back with a vengeance. But just don't take my word for it. Read what Jonathan Cahn says. He goes into so much more detail than Sid or I have touched on in this podcast. I think that you'll find it's one of the most important, one of the most interesting books you've ever read. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Tune in again tomorrow for another podcast of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com. Our Charisma Podcast Network listeners receive a 10% discount when you subscribe. Go to mycharismashop.com and use the promo code CPN.